Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. We've been looking at righteous praise and how God inhabits the praises of His people. Very powerful stuff, amazing what God can do. And then we looked at the fact that scientifically proven we have neurological pathways in our brain that get us on a track and we can't get off, but we can change those things. We can go from a negative person to a positive person. We can go from addictions to freedom. And this is scientifically proven. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday as we learn to praise the Lord God Almighty.
And when you and I speak God's word in faith, it will produce. So you start speaking, I am healed. Even though you were brought, you know, I was brought up, I'm trying to keep you here just a few more minutes. I was brought up in a household of six children and two parents, right? Mother and father. And we were sick all the time. All the time, someone in the house was sick. And eventually, our doctor, he was a Jewish doctor. His name was Dr. Block. I remember him. He is almost like we should have built a spare room for him to live because he was always there. They did house visits those days. He was always there. And he was so smart that he said to my mom, if one gets measles, expose it to all of them so they all get measles the same time and we could just treat it all together. How's that stupid gone to seed? Do you believe that? How many of you saw some of your family members sick and you didn't get that sickness? That's just crazy. And so I was brought up. My mom had seven heart attacks. The last one took her out. My dad got hardening of the arteries. But the children, I was sick. I get mumps, measles, chicken pox, flu twice at least a year. I mean, nonstop. And I thought, it's normal. I've got a neural pathway. Our family walks down. I've learned to be on the pathway of sickness and disease. I've learned it, and I brag about it. When flu comes, I'll be the first one to get it. I even bragged about that. If there's a new bird flu, I'll get it first. Any of you know what I'm talking about? If they're firing people, I'll be the first one they fire. I'll never get an increase. I'll never nya. And we create these neural pathways. And I had that. I was sick all the time. I was always getting sick. And then one day, I went to a church like this, and I heard the guy say, by the stripes on Jesus' back, you're actually healed. I said, yeah, I like that. It's cute. And then I started to study it. It took me 3 years. And God showed me how to create a neural pathway. I didn't know what it was at the time. He said to me, and I worked for De Beers Industrial Diamonds in South Africa, a large company. There were like, I think, 40 departments, over 700 people working there. And I was a buyer for this place. And they'd come to me every day. I mean, I'd see hundreds of people every day. If you see my signature today, you'll say, what's that? Because I used to sign orders requisitions. And eventually I stopped writing G. Curry. That was my signature because of that. And God said to me, every time you hear somebody say they're sick, you say, by the stripes on Jesus' back, I'm healed. And I must have said it, I don't know, especially in winter, 300 times a day. People were coming to me, and I just say, I'm sick, I got the flu. I'd say, not loud, because you just to yourself, by the stripes on his back, I walk in divine health, I'm healed. By the stripes. And I did that, and after 3 years, I said, I have not been sick. I didn't even realize I was creating a neuroplasticity through that pathway in my brain. And then I stayed healthy. And I'm healthy. Do you hear what I'm saying? And I don't subscribe to the thing, the older I get, the more forgetful I'm going to get. Stop saying I had a senior moment. That's pathetic. That's just making the groove deeper. And you're going to wonder why you forget. Because you're claiming stuff like that. You've got to create a new pathway. So I started saying that so many times, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. By the stripes, it became like just crazy. And I walked that thing. There's a woman in South Africa, and this is neural pathways. There was a woman in South Africa, she had been diagnosed. She went to the doctor, he said, sit down, checked out, sit down, you've got 4th stage cancer, we give you 3 months to live. 3 months to live. Woman of God, she had been to America, she had been to Norville Hayes' Bible College. She went to her pastor, who was my pastor's pastor. He started his own church, my pastor. She went to her pastor, Pastor Nick Vollmerans, man of prayer, man of God. And he said to her, if you listen to me, we'll beat this thing. And she said, okay, what must I do? She said, and when the doctor told her, this woman of God fell. She slid off the chair from fear. Because the first thing that comes is fear, right? He sends that spirit. Fear is a spirit. Bible says, I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. But he sends a spirit of fear to just render you helpless, like Peter walking on the water. He put fear in him. He sunk. So if you're in fear, you're not in faith. Always remember that. And here's the good news. If you can be in faith, you can. If you can be in fear, it means you can be in faith. And if it can go from bad to worse, you know it can move. So turn it around. You see, you got to catch the devil at his own game. And so what happened was, he said to her, if you will just confess day and night, by the stripes on Jesus' back, I'm healed, you'll beat this thing. But you've got to get into a place of faith. She said she walked around her coffee table in her dining room. She walked around the coffee table so much, confessing it, that there was a furrow around her table. You could see the pathway around her table. She walked it through. And then I realized recently that was a neuro pathway that God was reestablishing. She had got this one that was established. She's got this, and they got the videos and the x-rays, etc. And now he's recreating a new one. And after 10 months she did it. She said, so what's happened? She was totally healed. She started going around the world teaching on healing. Possibly still alive today. Creating a neuropathy. Someone else. I'll give you one last one, and then we'll move to the end of this. The last one, think about the father of our faith. Who's the father of our faith? Not the author, the father. Abraham, right? He's the father of our faith. Jesus is the author of our faith. Amen? And so what happened was, Abraham couldn't have children. Well, his wife couldn't have children. It was an established fact. And she couldn't have children. She couldn't have children. She couldn't have children. She grew up through a prime, couldn't have children. And that pathway was so established in her life, she couldn't have children. And then Abraham, whose name was Abram, meant father. God comes to Abraham one day and says, your wife's going to have a baby. And he kind of laughed at that. So did she. They both laughed. And the baby they had, they called him Isaac, which means laughter, right? For he has made me laugh. And so she says to him, go and have a baby with my maid, because we need an heir. So he does. She gets Meshuggah, kicks her out, and it's just a whole big mess. And we get the Arab nations from Ishmael, who was the child, not of the spirit, the child of the flesh, that Abraham had with her maid. Amen? And Ishmael was born. And so what happens is, she gets rid of him. Abraham, God says, you're going to have a baby. You and your wife. He said, but how can I? We've been barren all this time. He said, I want you, first of all, change your name. Okay, what to? Abraham. Instead of Abram, which means father, start calling yourself father of nations. Abraham means father of nations. Look it up. So from Abram, father, to Abraham, he started saying Abraham. But he still didn't have the baby after God promised him 25 years before he had the baby. Eventually, God comes to him and says, now, Abraham, this is when he did it. He said, I want you to come outside. They're in the wilderness, in tents. Come outside and look up and tell me what you see. And he says, stars. He says, can you count them? He says, never. He said, that's how much your seed is going to amount to. Gave him vision. He said, look down. What do you see? You're in the desert. What do you see? Sand. He said, can you count it? He said, no. He said, that's how much your seed will be in the earth. So he changed his name to Father of Nations. He got him to get vision. And from that moment on, Abraham started saying, I'm the Father of Nations. It took 24 years. And then God showed him this and that. And boom, 1 year later, he had a baby. 1 year. He created a neural pathway. You think God knows about neuroplasticity in your brain? The creator of that brain, do you think he knows you can reprogram it? Do you believe God knows that you can reprogram your brain? Well, I'm telling you, he does know it, and you can do it. Amen? And so consistently practicing a new behavior, you can strengthen the neural pathways associated with the behavior and weaken those associated with the old ones. That's from an article in Healthline. Amen? Amen. I want to show you one more thing. Know anyone who ever had a stroke? Recovering from a stroke?
Yes.
We all know someone. This, I think, is great news. Listen to this. God is so amazing. Through focused rehabilitation, undamaged parts of the brain can take over the functions lost due to the stroke. Do you realize that? God says this brain is created in such a way that when you cut your finger, things go into action and blood starts flowing, things start kicking in, and boom, it heals. And he said, listen, I find this amazing, that if with focused rehabilitation, undamaged parts of your brain will take over from the parts that are damaged and you can live your normal life. That's how powerful the brain is. So if anyone you know has had a stroke, you need to start reading into the stuff and start doing what they tell you. Amen. Amen. As they say, this is how you can change things. Playing video games. Any of you play video games? Learning something new. Traveling are a few ways to help your brain restructure itself so it can work more efficiently and respond to change better. So I want to say this. Ongoing praise and worship can change one's negative neural pathways to positive neural pathways. And you can have an attitude adjustment just by praising and worshiping God. If you come with the right heart, the right attitude, the right motive, and you praise God from your heart, and you put your life into what you're doing, and you forget everything around you, it can change and give you a new neural pathway in your head, in your brain, that'll take you from a position of misery and despondency and all that stuff and bring you to a place of positivity. And you can be positive. And you can walk tall and start saying, thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. My God supplies all my need according to his riches by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm the head, I'm not the tail. I'm above, I'm not beneath. I'm blessed going out, I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed in the field, I'm blessed in the basket. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. I can do all things through Christ. And what am I doing? Speaking the word of God, praising God, worshiping God. I'm creating neural pathways that will change the situation. Come on. Praise and worship is vital. Praise and worship will change your life. Praise and worship will put you on the winning team once and for all. Good grief. Amen. Can you say amen? I'm reading one last psalm to you. Amen, amen, amen. I want to show you their strength in praise. Psalm 89, verse 15. Look at this, New Living Translation. Happy, blessed are those who hear the joyful call, the alarm, the signal, or the shout to worship. What are they? Blessed and happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will walk in the light of your presence, Lord. And we know that he says in Psalm 16:11, in his presence is fullness of joy.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Khoury. Did you know that Christ Family Church is back at our Tradition Town Hall facility on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.? We also do a free weekday life-changing interactive live stream on healing known as Healing Academy every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. where we teach and pray for the sick. You can join on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, or our webpage at ChristFamilyChurch.net. You will find us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us online. We would love to meet you. See you there.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can